so far there were no outbreaks being reported. And we have to really remember that in these kind of disasters, large outbreaks do not happen. However, we need to monitor, and this is why the World Health Organization is supporting national health authorities and establishing a disease surveillance system by which we will be able to gather data from different affected sites and respond if there is need. I was traveling with a team from the Department of Health 2 days ago to northern part of Cebu. An epidemiological team from the Department of Health was doing exactly that, checking data, going to two different health facilities, making sure that there are no outbreaks. And as you said, access to clean water is one of the key elements to prevent any such possible outbreaks. One of the priorities of the Department of Health and their partners is exactly making sure that population has means to purify the water they use.
There are over 1,500 evacuation centers, and there are concerns that these centers are overcrowded and there is poor sanitation, and communicable diseases could happen in these evacuation centers.
In any disaster, there are a number of health risks, either due to the lack of access to clean water or due to the overcrowded shelters and evacuation centers. This is something really to be monitored. So one area of work is definitely providing clean water, monitoring epidemiological situation, but also immunization. And this is why national health authorities are planning to start emergency immunization campaign in affected areas, especially against measles and polio, just to ensure that everyone is immunized so we don't have cases of measles that may appear in this kind of situation.
There were initial reports that a lot of healthcare facilities have been damaged. How is WHO helping to restore health services in the affected areas?
It is true that many health centers across the country have been destroyed or damaged. And the other thing is that many health workers have been affected themselves. For example, in northern part of Cebu Island, half of health workers were not able to report to duty, either because they were victims themselves or they were attending their loved ones. The Department of Health of Philippines sent emergency units to different areas trying to really provide basic health services, and this is being complemented by foreign medical teams, and this cooperation works so far very well because at the national level there is a coordination system that is led by Federal Department of Health and World Health Organization to ensure that all foreign assistance, including medical teams, are used in efficient and a timely manner.
What about those who, when a disaster happens, the first instance is to help those who have been injured, but they are people with chronic diseases. How are they being assisted? Do they have access to the necessary medicines they need?
Exactly. This is one of the things that we are discussing right now. After the first phase where we have to treat those who sustained injuries due to the disaster, we need to make sure that all those who have chronic conditions, who take medications on a daily basis, have access to those. And this is basically restoring basic health services in all locations where it is possible. The other thing is really making sure that babies are being delivered in a safe way. 12,000 babies will be born next month in affected areas. And all these deliveries have to be done in an environment that will ensure that babies are born in the best possible way.